This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Fire crews in Boulder will work to further contain the NCAR fire today. Graduate student Ben Holden was among hundreds on a nearby trail when he saw smoke from what became the NCAR fire just a few hundred yards away. He had just moved to Superior in December when the Marshall fire destroyed homes just blocks from his own.
Definitely a little bit concerning having experienced them at such a close range twice now in just 4 months of living here.
Holden was able to get off the trail safely on Saturday. He says he has accepted that wildfires are a regular part of life in the West and may even use the experience in his data science studies.
And this is something that I'm definitely interested in learning more about, if only to sort of know which days I should go on a hike.
The NCAR fire has burned about 200 acres. Denver-based healthcare company DaVita and its former CEO face a federal trial on charges of criminal conspiracy this week. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Prosecutors allege the dialysis and kidney care company and Kent Theory, its former CEO, conspired with competitors to suppress competition by agreeing to not solicit each other's key employees. Federal officials say that violated the Sherman Antitrust Act. They say the charges show, quote, a disturbing pattern of behavior among healthcare company executives to limit the opportunities of workers. In January, a federal judge in Colorado denied the defendant's motion to dismiss the charges. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools will provide free menstrual care products district-wide to students who may need them starting next school year. 74 schools already have dispensers filled with free donated supplies. That's about a third of the district's schools. One study shows more than 4 out of 5 teenagers have either missed class time or know someone who missed class time because they did not have access to period products. You are listening to CPR News. It's 8:06.